While we're shifting things around, a note that might be of interest for those of you interested in experimental performances and art. This weekend, there's an event going on at Laclede's Landing at the Second Street Diner, which is a collaboration between two of St. Louis's top musicians, David Hines and Gary Sykes, and the actors and dancers of the Black Rep. It's from her home in Chicago, and most recently has been, the last year and a half or so, writer in residence at Stevens College in Columbia, Missouri. She is an extraordinary writer who's fluent in both fiction and poetry and has received awards for both. I've read a group of her poems, which are available, incidentally, tonight in the magazine Open Places, a group of wonderful poems all revolving around spiders. And when she came down to St. Louis, we were talking about places to eat, and I mentioned the restaurant down the street called the Silk Road. And she said, "Oh, wow, I've got to eat there. I've been trying to get that image in one of my poems." So she got a chance to eat there tonight and has been probably gathering up her web material to snare us in it tonight. So please give her a warm welcome, a poet who I think you'll find memorable, Angela Jackson.
The Silk Road was wonderful. I'm going to begin with some poems that came the last time that I was in St. Louis, that began here. I was here in October for the conference of the Midwest Black Theater Alliance. And while I was here, I met again some old friends, and as talk would happen, we started talking about Dr. Watts and then the man with the white liver. And both of those images from black nuclear culture would not leave me alone. And we joked around with a title that was just outrageous, Dr. Watts Meets the Man with the White Liver. And Dr. Watts is the holiness, and the man with the white liver, well, he's a malevolent sexuality. And he's wonderful, too. Dr. Watts is the song with no name. Perhaps you've heard it. It is the song every soul knows. No one knows where it began. If they did, they'd go there when it goes home. The throat becomes a cowrie shell. The moan slides through crooked, crowded with sorrow alive as joy, and joy sounding sorrow sounds. Where you from, Dr. Watts? Say the sister on the mourner's bench. Hold my soul, Dr. Watts, say the deacon in the amen corner. Dr. Watts opened his black bag, dark as a cola nut. Divinities come rising out. He got the death rattle in his dark bag. He got the love cry humming out the womb and the scrotum. He got the grave sinking in the soil and the weeping over it. He got the water bag bursting and the birth canal groaning wide to holler out arrival. Back through middle passage, the church say amen, and the midnight days of crying over the tumult water, chaos in the crest, death in the low-down lee side of these cruel mountains of water, in a black canoe of longing, sound travels. Delicate the kiss, nose touching, breathing in, home again. Where you take me, Dr. Watts, home again. Amen, amen. It is the song every soul knows. It is the song every soul knows, to travel in the hum, the groan, the long way home. The man with the white liver. We went all around St. Louis asking people what a man with a white liver was. Okay, because a friend of mine, you know, people won't tell you that. You know what it is, Shirley. A friend of mine said it. She had gone to this funeral, and older women were talking about this woman that had just died. And she was the second wife of a man, a rather young woman, and she had died. So they said, you know, he got a white liver. Well, nobody would tell us. We asked the doorman at the Mayfair Hotel, and he said, yeah, I got a white liver. So we kept on asking. This friend of mine asked her mother, and she said, why you want to know that? She said, well, Angela was just writing a poem. Tell Angela to stay away from a man with a white liver. So, the man with the white liver. He got the thing make a woman cry out in the night. The man with the white liver, he the killing love giver. His first wife die smile and say, hand me my comb so I can comb this hair before that man get home. His first wife die smile and sit up in the sheets, say, hand me my comb before my husband get home so I can live in his arms forever. She's smiling, reaching and dying for the man with the white liver. He the killing love giver. His second wife died dancing, crossed the street dreaming. He's standing on the other side, heard him whispering her name in the broken car horn. Carried her own way from here. She dancing like Dunham in the middle of the street, dreaming her name on his sweet, thick mouth. Lift her dress above one knee, raise the other hand high, swearing she hear her name in his juicy, dreamy mouth. She wave to it and get hit. Car with a broken horn, carry her own way from here. She dreaming about a man with a white liver. You know him. He the killing love giver. His third wife died like a coffee cup first thing in the morning. She dark and laughing when he's stirring her up. Die with a silver spoon and black brew so strong the spoon stand up in the cup first thing in the morning. She die like Maxwell House good to the last drop. People say they read the grinds in her eyes. Grinds say, Lord have mercy. I love my man with his white liver. He the goodest love giver. He got the thing make a woman cry out in the night. He got the thing make a woman rise up light as light and slide through blinds like sunshine. My girlfriend's mama say, tell Angela stay away from a man with a white liver. When she find one, run. Say, girl, stay away from a man with a white liver. He the killing love giver. His love take the life from every smiling wife. He have one behind the other lining up for loving like lambs to the slaughter. I'm telling you like I tell my own daughter. Stay away from a man with a white liver who make your liver quiver, your nose open wide, your heart stop dead in the middle of his rockin' ride. He the killing love giver. He got the thing make a woman cry out in the night. His shoulder the last thing she see. His coffee cup the last thing she ever be. I listened to blues when I was here.